I hope you have downloaded the Financial Freedom Planner. If not, you can find it in the downloadable section. Let's go have a look. You will start with your current age. I'm going to put in 29. You will put in yours, of course. Then what age do I want to be financially free at? For this example, I'm going to say when I'm 40 years old, but you will type in whatever age you want to be. Now, I will not recommend less than 5 years, especially if you have a high goal, unless you already have a lot of wealth creator skills. You can also refer to this age as your retirement age. It simply means that I have 11 years to reach my goal of becoming financially free. Then you have to put in your projected inflation rate. We like to work on a 10-year moving average. If you think it needs to be higher or lower, you can change it, but I'm going to take it at 7%. The first thing you need to decide is on what would be a reasonable amount for you to retire with per month. That will then become your monthly income goal. Now, this is simply what income will be enough for you to live comfortably with, but in today's value. Now, if you're already making, let's say, a passive income of 50,000 Rand per month, and you want to go up to 80,000 Rand per month, here at your monthly income goal, you will only put in the additional 30,000 because you already have 50,000 passive, and that's already linked with inflation. So all you need is an additional 30,000 Rand per month to get to your goal. Now, for this example, I'm going to say I need 25,000 Rand per month. By the way, 25,000 will put you in the top 1% already in terms of the average standard of living in South Africa. Now, if you're already making 80,000 per month and you want to set this goal at 100,000, remember this is your financial freedom planner and you are free to do so. If you put in your monthly goal, we get a yearly goal in today's value. In this case, it will be 300,000. Now, I'm going to work on a 10% cap rate. And once you've done this program, you will see how easy it is to get 10% yourself. If you do not know how to determine the property's cap rate, I've included the formula for you in the downloadable section. Now, this simply means if I can buy a property cash today for 3 million and I can get a cap rate for that property at 10%, I will get a monthly income of 25,000 per month. And that, of course, will grow with inflation over time. But I don't have 3 million to buy a property cash today. But luckily, I still have 11 years before I'm planning on being financially free or retiring. So I would like to know what this property that's 3 million in today's value will be worth in 11 years' time. If we assume the property will grow at the same rate as inflation at 7% for over the next 11 years, instead of needing 3 million today, I will need 6,314,555 Rand and 86 cents in 11 years' time in order to get a monthly rental income of 25,000 Rand in today's value. Now, the question you need to ask yourself is how much can you invest monthly for 11 years to get to your goal, in this case, 6 million. Now, the best way to do this is to go and do your budget. See what you have available. In the download section, I've attached an Excel spreadsheet that can help you with your budget. Now, remember, we are following the wealth creator strategy, which is the intelligent use of limited resources to get from where you are to where you want to be in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of risk. So, to make sure we take as little financial risk as possible, I'm not going to invest, let's say, 6,000 per month. I'm only going to invest 1,000 out of my own pocket each month. And that then means that 1,000 Rand will have to grow effectively at 52.18% each year for 11 years if I want to get to my goal of 6 million. That 52.18, let's say 52%, will also then become my financial freedom growth rate, or in simpler terms, my benchmark. Just a quick side note, a lot of people get confused at this point. Most people don't understand how investing only 1,000 Rand at 52% can possibly get you to your goal. But in Module 3, I will clear up any and all confusion you might have. So if you are confused, don't worry about that too much. We will get to it. Now, this is all fine and well, but what does it have to do with property? Well, this is a simple way to determine if this property will be a good investment or not. If you are looking to buy a property and that property's growth can't outperform your financial freedom growth rate or your benchmark, it's just not the right investment for you. If you have not done so yet, go and do your budget. See what surplus you have available each month and see what is the least amount you can use in order to reach your goal. Once you have your financial freedom growth rate or your benchmark set, you can now go and determine what property you can buy. But let's talk about that in the next lesson.